Blog Talk Radio.
All right. This is Elder G. Bazaar coming to you from Watchman on the Wall, End Time Global Link Ministry, calling all cars, and mainly calling all souls from around the planet. Jesus Christ is coming back. Prepare yourself to meet God himself when Christ split the sky. Oh, man, that sounds terrifying for those that don't know Jesus Christ. But for those that know Jesus Christ, we know what's getting ready to happen. We know that Christ is soon to come. The world is in of confusion from church folks, from those that's in the world, from those that's half in the world. They're in a state of confusion, and the world don't know what to do, but they have been told what to do. Repent. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. That's your answer, but folks don't want that. They want to keep on doing what they're doing, saying what they're saying, going where they want to go. They don't want to realize that Christ, God's son, the only son that he had. I know this is supposed to be Christmas holidays, but let me tell you, Christmas to me is every day. Amen. Jesus Christ came 2,000 years ago and suffered for our sins. That's in the past. Man, that ain't going to happen no more. Now he's getting ready to come back for the second time to get a church without a spot or wrinkle and bring judgment up on this world. For what? For the sins that they have willfully, unwillfully, deliberately rejected the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the only one that can save them. They don't want it. But let me tell you, this is Elder Bazaar and Brother Tim who's with me tonight. Amen. And we got something hot on the stove, buddy. We got something so hot, man, you better have a hand pad and your heart better be right in order to handle this, because Jesus Christ, amen, is getting ready to come back. Ain't no use to me playing hanky-panky. Ain't no use you trying to say this going to be delayed, because God don't delay nothing. He already done prophesied exactly what would happen in the last days. And I want to let you know, all those that's listening in, please grab a friend. Grab your, if your dog is in the house, amen, tell them to sit down. Amen. He's in the house. Tell them to sit down. Turn your radio on. Turn your internet on. Amen. Because we got the word of God. That's the only thing. We got the word of God. And we got to show you how much God loves you. Amen. How much he loves you. He wants to save you. He wants to redeem you. He wants to bring you back in the right relationship with his son, Jesus Christ, that you can escape what's coming up on this planet. Because it's more than coronavirus. It's more than any disease. It's more than anything. What happened? What's going to happen? Jesus Christ is getting ready to wrap. Oh, yes, he is. Don't let nobody talk you out of this. Don't let nobody fool you. Jesus Christ is almost about ready to rapture the church into the clouds, because we're getting ready to leave. Oh, I know what you're saying. Oh, man, you sound like that broken record again. You sound like somebody that ain't got nothing else to talk about but Jesus Christ. Well, do you know anybody else that you want to talk about that can deliver you from sin, that can give you joy, that can give you peace, that can give you stamina, that can give you the love to know that we're only passing through. We're only passing through this age that we're living in. Amen. Before I go into prayer, I'm going to go into prayer, and then I'm going to let my brother Tim take to him. I'm going to let him go ahead and take it on in. I want him to start it off, but we do want to have prayer right now. I'm going to give prayer, then I'm going to give it over to Brother Tim. This is Watchman on the Wall, End Time Radio Ministry. And what we talk about number one, we talk about Jesus Christ. We talk about what? His first coming. His first coming was very important, because without him coming the first time, dying for our sins, there would be no hope for me. There would be no joy for me. I wouldn't be here preaching about him. I wouldn't be here praising his name. Why? Because when he came the first time, he come to do one thing. He come to die. D-I-E. He come to die for my sin. He came to pay the penalty for the sins, not only mine, but for the whole round world, that I can escape the damnations of hell. Because if I'm not saved when Christ comes back, And if I have to go through the tribulation period, which I know I'm not going to go through, because the tribulation period is not for the saints. It's not for the church. It's not for the born-again baptized believer. It's for the judgment upon Israel, because Israel going to preach the last message in the seven-year tribulation. But I'm here to tell you now, you need to listen to this. Amen. You need to tell somebody about this, because the coronavirus ain't going to leave. Amen. There's another one coming. Amen. The economy is not going to improve. Men are trying to make more money, but it ain't going to work. Men are trying to do everything they can to delete the second coming of Jesus Christ and try to call it off. But it ain't no call off. Amen. It's no call off. Christ is coming back. Amen. And before I give it over to my brother, because he's going to bring in some subjects, he's going to bring in some good information, amen, I want you to bow your head right now, wherever you are, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, we come to you right now, realizing that you loved us so much, and that you came 2,000 years ago in this part of this season. We recognize that men have tried to say it was December. Some said it had to say November. Some said it was September. But we know one thing. We might not have the pinpoint of the month or the year, amen, but do we know one thing? You came, and when you came, you did exactly what you said you were going to do 4,000 years before it came. And we thank you for it, Father. We thank you for what you've done for us. You gave your only son. You gave yourself. You became flesh, and you dwelt among men, that men may glorify the Father which is in heaven. And we're going to praise you right now. We're going to give you the glory right now. And we're going to let the word of God speak to us. We're going to let the Holy Spirit work every work that needs to be done to win souls to Christ, because it's going to be everlasting too late one day. And we want to get in many as we can. We ask you to use us. Oh, Lord, use us in a mighty way that we can convince men, women, boys, and girls, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. In Jesus' name we pray. Let the church say amen. Brother Tim.
Amen, doctor.
All right, brother. It's all you. Amen,
amen,
brother.
Amen. Amen. All glory be to the Most High. Amen. It's a blessing to be here. It's a blessing to be in the land of the living. Amen. We are enjoying some nice, good weather here in Texas. Amen. Amen. We're
all
still
right.
Not boasting or anything, but I'm just going to say, I'm just going to enjoy it. Amen. I'm just going to enjoy it right now. We still getting 70 degrees in high weather, which is unusual. We are actually in December. And, brother, let me tell you, compared to last year, oh, man, it was something. Man, I'm telling you. Bro, I don't see how you're doing up there, but, man, I was so upset last year. Man, we ain't had one like this since I was a kid, coming out of the 70s in the early 80s. I was like, Lord, what is going on? Man, but, amen, nonetheless, we are happy to be here. We're happy to bring you the word. Lord, have mercy. Amen. Let me tell you guys something. Amen. Don't be deceived. Amen. What did
Don't
Christ
be
say? Amen. Say it again, doctor.
Don't be deceived.
Don't be deceived. Christ said it. Amen. I'm going to give you some scripture, because you know we like to give you scripture. Amen. Cause I don't let nobody say I said anything. Amen. I'm going to tell you what thus said the Lord. The Bible said, Matthew's the 24th chapter. Amen.
Yes, sir.
And it's verse 4. Christ said, take heed that no man deceive you.
Yeah.
I tell people, amen. Pray to the Most High God. It's good to listen to us, but study to show thyself approved.
Thank
study
you,
and research the Bible. Ask the Holy Spirit. He will deliver you and give it to you. I don't want nobody to deceive you. I want you to know what I know and then some. Amen?
Yes,
because
sir.
The King is coming.
King.
Amen.
He's coming.
He's coming.
Yes.
That's right. He's coming.
What's up, bro?
Amen.
Coming.
And right now, they are using these viruses. People are so, I mean, everybody I talk to, especially mature and age. I had a lady today I talked to at the bank, 80 years old. She was saying, baby, she was telling me, she said, I ain't never seen nothing like it. She said, this
Come
world,
on,
she said, we got to pray. And I said, you're right, ma'am. She said, baby, we got to pray, and we have to pray. Be praying, for the church. Be praying for the unbelievers. Be praying for your family. This is so important. This is not something to play with. People are just overlooking, and then the media, they are deceiving you with so much stuff. Stuff that's not even important. Now they done came up with this new virus my brother was telling me about a few weeks back. And I think he mentioned it to me before Thanksgiving. I thought he was playing. Something about a virus coming out of Africa. I said, man, they are steady distracting you. Right now, we are in a cold war. Lord have mercy. You better hear what I'm saying. We in the cold war with China. This ain't good. You remember the cold war we had was with Russia in the 80s? Amen. And I remember my dad used to always talk about that. And what I want people to understand is that we have to be getting ready. This is not a good sign. This is not a good thing. Now, for the church, I've already showed you in Scripture that before anything bad happens, before anything evil come on this earth, before anything comes out of the shadow, the darkness, before anything bad happens, amen, the Holy Spirit is still in control. God is still in control. God is not going to allow, amen, hear me good. Amen. He's not going to allow Satan Lucifer to do what he wants until the saints are gone. Amen. So we don't have to worry. But I am so concerned for those that have neglected, have turned their backs on God, because there are people who are going to get saved in the tribulation. But you have an opportunity right now to receive salvation before it is too late. And we just want to preach the word, preach the gospel. Again, we don't want nobody to be lost. This is one of the best times in history to be alive. It really is. Amen. Because why?
Come on.
Look what we are witnessing. Amen. The world is troubled. People don't even know what to do. People don't know what to say. But nobody's too much hardly talking about the return of Christ. This is what Paul said to watch. And I showed you the scriptures on yesterday out of 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, verse 1. Again, hear me good, we are in a cold war. Amen. So we don't want to, amen, we don't want to ignore what's happening. So right now, you're talking about political hostility between the countries. Who is it? The United States. And China. And what's so funny about my brother was talking about, he said that the treaty is up. I said, what treaty? He said, I can't remember, I think it was President Carter or Nixon, one of them presidents way back in the early 70s. He said, signed a treaty with China. I said, what? He said, yeah. He said, that's one of the reasons why we won the war, because China was bagging, I didn't know that, was bagging the, I think it was Vietnam. And that's the only why the United States kind of came out, so they bagged out and they signed the treaty. So they basically came to an agreement. Now that treaty is up. And, Lord, we have to be praying for your families, your loved ones, okay, because we don't like the threats that we've been hearing. We talked about this, I think, this past summer. We acknowledge how China has been threatening and sending out threats and saying that, hey, they want, I believe it's Taiwan, brother. I think that's who it is. They want Taiwan.
Yes, Taiwan.
Because Taiwan, is that who it is?
Yes, where's Taiwan?
Taiwan, yeah. Taiwan, I found out by reading and doing a little research that Taiwan makes over 60% of the world's microchips. I didn't even know that. I said, what? And then not only that, amen, that Taiwan, because of where they're located, China wants that, where they're located on that island, so that they can kind of monitor if anybody's going to come from the east. I said, man, this is really something. We cannot ignore the things that are happening. We're talking about wars and rumors of wars, because that's what it says in the book. And we've been talking about this for some time. This is Matthew's, the 24th chapter, right after the verse that I just read you. But take heed, let no man deceive you about what's going on. Verse 5 says, for many shall come in my name. That is happening now. You got the Muslims talking about they coming in Christ's name. They try to acknowledge Christ. They talk about Christ, but they just say he a prophet. Then you got the Jehovah Witnesses. They are coming in his name, but they don't believe in the Holy Spirit. I'm like, what kind of mess they teaching? They don't believe in the Holy Spirit. And then I remember speaking to one young lady that was she was a Jehovah's Witness, said that only 144,000 gonna go to heaven. I said, y'all are not teaching the Bible correctly. I said, sister, that is not correct. Amen. We know that more than 144,000 is going to heaven. Amen. She told me, how you know you're going to be one of the 144,000? I said, sister, that's not even scripture. What you talking about? Amen. And then you got the, what do they call the Mormons? You got so many occultic ministries out there. Man, I can name some. And it's a shame that they're using the Bible. Amen. I do one better for you. You got churches. I'm talking about of all denominations are disguised, and because the head is not right, they are deceiving the church. They go on the Baptist, they go on the Kojic, they go on the Methodist, Presbyterian. Amen. They go under all these denominations, but if the head is not teaching the Bible right, amen. That's a false doctrine that they teach it. And you have to be careful who doctrine, who you are up under. Amen. That's why I said earlier, study to show thyself approved. Because that's what encouraged me to learn the Bible. Because when I would ask people questions that have been in church 30 and 40 years before me as a young man, they couldn't even answer certain questions about the Bible. I said, man, I can't leave my soul in somebody else's hand. I need to know the word for myself. Now watch what verse 6 is. Verse 6 says, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of war. Happening right now. It's wars and rumors of war. And ain't nobody talking about all these nations that's listed. Amen.
Come on.
In the Bible under Gog and Magog, they are vamping up. All up under the scene. Because you want to know why you can't hear it? You want to know why you didn't hear much about it? Because the virus. The virus is a smoke screen. Amen. To hide what's really going on behind the curtain.
Come on now.
Amen. And so they are really deceiving the world. The world is about to get blindsided. And when I say really blindsided, oh, my gosh, you have no clue what's about to happen. When Christ comes to pull to receive the church, amen, unto him, he's going to come back and get the church. Lord, have mercy. And then the Holy Spirit is going to step back. And, man, that first seal, the first seal is going to be opened up. And guess who's going to come on the scene? Lord, have mercy. That man of sin, that man of perdition, the Antichrist, is on the earth right now. Mature
right now.
Getting ready to take the seat. Amen. He can't wait. This is it. This is what he's been waiting for. This is what he was born to do. He can't wait to come on the scene. You think he ain't anxious to come behind the curtain, but he can't do nothing until the Holy Spirit give him permission. Amen. See, God is still in control. I don't know why people waste their time serving the devil when God's still in control. Why not just bypass that and serve God? Amen. I'd rather serve God than the devil. Amen. But watch what it says. It says, verse 6, ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. Amen. Who's he talking to? He said, be not troubled. Amen. Now, why would he tell the saints to not be troubled? Because we won't be here. He said, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Amen. It says, for nation shall rise against nation. That's happening now. And kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famine. See, that's going to be the first thing that's going to kick off. That's the same thing it says over in Revelation. The sixth chapter. Famines and pestilences. And you got all these diseases, these viruses, famine, starvation. Shells are becoming empty. The farmers are destroying crops. Amen. The government has commanded them to destroy the crops. then earthquakes in divers places. It says all these are the beginning of sorrows. Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Let me show you, amen, before I get turned back over. Amen. Revelation. Amen. Just a real quick Revelation. Amen. The sixth chapter. I want to share this with you. Amen. I know the brother, no, he probably going to talk about some today, too. Revelation.
Ahead,
amen.
Have,
Revelation, the sixth chapter. And watch this. Man, watch this. Verse 3 said, and when he had opened the second seal. This is after the Antichrist. They are getting ready. Let me share this with you. When I used to play football, amen, before the game, we used to have to get prepared. You have to put your suit on, make sure everything's on, fitted. You go out there and you warm up. Before what? Before it's game time. You have to prepare. You have to warm up. But see, the people don't see you warming up and getting prepared. They're in the stands. They have no clue that you are getting prepped. A coach is talking to you. He's getting you ready to go, getting the team together. Amen. Behind in the locker room. You don't know that the team is doing, but that's what they're doing. They're getting ready. And what I'm saying to you is right now, these world governments, these highly powerful nations, they are getting ready. They are preparing for battle. They're preparing for war. And this is not Armageddon. Let's not make sure we don't get that confused. This is not the battle of Armageddon that they are getting.
Yes.
This is World War III. My gosh. Man, let me tell you. If you think some lives is not going to be lost, yeah, it's going to be some lives lost, amen, before the Antichrist step in to stop it. Amen. But you got to remember, God's not going to allow them to destroy the earth. So the Antichrist is going to be the one that's going to talk them down. And before they can get real good and just going crazy, bombing up everything now, I'm quite sure they may get some off. Amen. But that's not going to be good. Lord have mercy. I've seen some of them videos of them nuclear bombs, and we remember Big Boy. What was the other one called back in Japan?
Yeah. A big boy and little boy.
Okay, that's it. And man, let me tell you, it was nothing nice. Lord, have mercy. The things that those people have suffered, it was nothing nice. And I don't want that to happen to you. If you hearing me and you got the opportunity to get saved before it's too late, we don't want that to happen. Now, watch this. Verse 4 says, and there went out another horse that was red. Amen. Guess who's red? Russia's red. Amen.
Red.
So war, when you think of war, what do you think about? Blood, the shedding of blood. And it says, and power was given to him that set thereon to take peace from the earth. Lord have mercy. To all the peace that you know. Going to the movie theaters, going out to eat, the restaurant. Me and my wife just went out to a nice restaurant, and I was just thinking about how peaceful it was. I said, man, this is all about to change. Amen. Brother, you just said it yesterday. Ain't going to be no more peace for seven whole years. From the time that it kick off, amen, it's going to be, man, the children are going to be gone. Your loved ones going to be gone. People going to lose their mind. Where's my family at? Because they didn't believe God. All because you chose not to believe it. Man, it's going to be rough. And, man, let me tell you, from there, it's just going to go downhill. Ain't no turning back. People think it's going to get better. I'm ready for it to get. Man, let me tell you, I work in the financial system. And the stuff that I see, oh, they are consistent. And they are letting you know they are not changing. They don't care who it horn. The banking systems are in trouble. Amen. They are in trouble. Hear me what I'm saying. The banks are in trouble. They are done. Amen. They are done. And the things that they got going, they ain't no turning back. the stuff that they're doing, they don't care about their customers, especially if you're mature in age. They don't have a care to where I said, I was saying to myself, I said, now this is very, very sad how they're doing the mature in age customer. I said, they don't give a care about these people suffering. They don't care.
Yeah.
This is the world that we in, and this is where we headed. Go ahead, doctor. Take it away.
Oh, my God, brother. I'm telling you, it's hot up in here. The Holy Ghost is moving. Amen. And we're not just jumping and shouting. We're speaking the word of God. And the word of God
Amen.
Is the only one's going to affect in the world today where people don't want to listen and pay attention to what's going on. And you mentioned something about false prophets. And I've been preaching for at least 57 years. And I preach saved, feeding to him crucified, died and rose again, coming back again
Amen.
To get his... I preach sanctification, justification, holy living before the presence of the Lord God Almighty. I preach soul witnessing and winning other people to Christ as many as
that's
I can
right.
and whenever I can to tell them the truth. That's my calling. And anybody that's called out of darkness into the marvelous light, they might not have that same calling, but they got one calling, that is to go out and tell people about Jesus Christ, his burial, death, resurrection, and that he's coming back again to get a holy church, a righteous church. He's coming
Amen.
Back to get hospitality. He's coming back to get all kind of different nationalities of people. He ain't coming just after white people or black people. He's coming after all nations that have accepted him as Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, I've been preaching that long, and there's some preachers that's been preaching ideologies. I've been preaching longer than they have, and I never heard them speak on the real meaning of the burial, death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and that Jesus
Amen.
Christ is God Almighty in the flesh. I'm going to name some so-called preachers, amen, out of my black book that I got. I got all some names that I got. I'm a mention to them, amen, to let you know if you listen to these clowns, amen, you in some serious trouble. And what you need to do is Lord God for yourself, amen, and find out what your soul is like. Your soul is an eternal eternity. And there's a time you're going to come, you're going to spend eternity somewhere. And the only one that can stop you from going to hell is Jesus Christ. And these preachers, they've been preaching Christ to let them know if you lose your soul, you're going to hell. They've been preaching that, God ain't going to put you in hell. But we got number one on my list, amen. And I'm bold. I ain't no scaredy cat. I'll talk about you if you're wrong. If you're right, I'm gonna let you know you're right. One is Louis Farrakhan. I've been hearing him for the last 60 years, talking Islam. Mohammed went in a crack in the mosque up in Jerusalem, went through a crack on a white horse into heaven, amen. And he believed in that Jesus Christ was just a mere man. He's not the Son of God. And the Bible tells me if you don't believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God or that he is in the flesh, you're Antichrist. So you got an Antichrist preaching, trying to preach Christ, but he can't preach because he don't know it. But he's poisoning a lot of black people in believing just because you're black, you got a special place with God. The only way you can have a special place with God is you accept his Son, Jesus Christ. Because the Bible says the wicked shall be cast into the pit. And you know what a wicked person is? A wicked person is a person that denies. Woo! Good God Almighty. A person that denies the sacrificial death of Jesus Christ. The people who resent and hate the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And they don't believe that he died and rose again and came back from the grave with all power in heaven and earth. They don't believe that the power is in the blood of Jesus Christ. And Louis Farrakhan does not teach the blood of Jesus Christ. He ain't never mentioned the blood of Jesus Christ. I ain't never heard him say anything about he suffered on Calvary's cross, how he died and rose again. I ain't heard him nothing. The only thing he talks about is the right of the black people. Well, a lot of people don't have their rights. It ain't only the black people. A lot of white people don't have their rights.
Amen.
Preacher that's not preaching Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ died for what? He died for the whole world. He just didn't die for me. He just didn't die for Brother Tim. He died for the whole world, and he's going to reconcile the world himself only by his son, Jesus Christ. So we got Farrakhan. He's on my black list. Amen. We got Bishop Noel Jones. He preaches, but he don't preach save Jesus and him crucified. And listen to Pastor Paul. Listen to Pastor Paul say. Pastor Paul said, I don't know nothing else. I ain't preaching nothing else. But save Jesus and him crucified, died and rose again, coming back to get a church without a spot of wrinkle. I ain't hear this preacher preaching on them like that. About how many times he's been mad and whether he's going to get mad or not and how much money he got and how about prosper God has prospered him. But I ain't hear him preach about Jesus Christ. I hear old Bishop Eddie Long. And that makes $13,000 a year. Well, I don't hear him by him no more because he was preaching out in the back room, fucking young men and coming out talking about, well, I'm sorry. Oh, yes. Oh, well, you may be sorry, but you didn't stop. Amen. You didn't repent. And then God put the chastisement on him, and he's gone. We got Paula White. I hear enough preach about save Jesus. No, he's making it. I hear old Joyce Myers. Juanita Burham. They may mention Christ, but what about the sanctified life you're supposed to be living? How about this holiness that you're supposed to be living? And just because you jump and shout and roll around in the floor and fall out, that don't mean you're holy, because holiness only comes by the blood of Jesus Christ. God Almighty. My, the devil don't like this, but it's good. I'm glad he don't like it. We got Bishop Jakes, amen, that goes along with compromising with the homosexuals and saying, let anybody be their slave. But that ain't what the Old Testament said. He says, flee from all youthful lust. And that ain't nothing but lust. When men go after men, boy, that's a strange lust there. My God. What can two men do in the bed? What can two men walk behind hand to hand? And folks are saying, well, everybody be themselves. But if you be yourself, you can go to hell because you ain't supposed to be like yourself. You're supposed to walk in Christ. And cross Christ walked straight. He was God himself. He was holy. And that's what he requires for us to do, live holy. We got the old Bishop Jakes. We got Rick Warren that write books and tell them all about his little experience with the Lord and say, well, we all going to come together one day. Nuh-uh. Everybody ain't going to come together. The only ones going to come together is those that have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. And those that don't know Jesus Christ will be left here during the tribulation period, and they will find out whether they know the Lord or not. Because a lot of people that say the Lord, Jesus already done said it, many in that day shall say, Lord, Lord, have not we prophesied in thy name, and we cast out devils in your name? We did all these marvelous, wonderful works in your name. We did this in your name. Ooh, my God, Lord, don't you know us? And Jesus said, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I don't even know you, because you do it through Luciferians. You do it through satanic powers, because the devil can imitate God. That's all he can do is imitate God. That's amen. Right. The meanest man in the world can imitate God, because everybody got a little good in them, and they think that little bit of goodness is going to get you to heaven. And I don't care how sweet you are, how debonair you are. I don't care how, oh, my God, you can look like Lucifer before the fall, but if you haven't been born again, you're on your way to hell. Don't blame me. Blame yourself. Don't Amen. Blame God. All right, we got Clefo Dollar, and he's preaching, but he ain't preaching the gospel. He's preaching financial want. He's preaching jet planes. He's preaching houses. He's preaching clothes. He's preaching you can have some of this too if you can give me some money. But I ain't never heard Jesus speak a sermon on money too much. No, because the Bible tells me the love of money is the root of all evil. Jesus Christ was not concerned about your financial need. He wanted your spiritual need, and spiritual need of mankind today is the world needs Jesus Christ in their life, because without Jesus Christ in your life, you belong to the devil. Uh-oh. You belong to the devil. If you don't know the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, you are a instrument of the devil, and the devil will use you. He'll use you for doing right. good things. For doing evil things, you say, well, it's all right, you're good enough to go to heaven. You don't have to go to the cross, because the cross is too difficult. No, it's not difficult. The only way you can make it difficult is you think you can go to heaven and you're trying to work your way to heaven. And there's a lot of people thinking because they work in the church, they have a right to go to heaven. But you don't have a right to nothing until you bow down at the cross of Jesus Christ and commit and admit and submit your soul to Jesus Christ and let God know that I am a sinner, I am rotten, I am low down, I need a Savior in my life. I need to turn from my wicked ways. And the world is not turning from their wicked ways. We got Joel Osteen. Oh, did you hear the news the other day? They were digging in the wall back there by the bathroom. Amen. And they broke into a wall. When they broke into the wall, they found 500 envelopes full of money and checks.
Wow.
And Joel Osteen ain't even mentioning it on his program now. He won't even mention it. He is a conniver. He is a smooth operator. And people like a smooth operator because he ain't never mentioned hell on his program. He's never mentioned
right.
the cross on his program. He don't even read from the Bible. He comes out there with nothing. And he reads out there with nothing. No, nothing. And he's telling folks, live luscious, live plentiful. But Jesus Christ is not worried about it. How well you live, he's worried about how well your soul is with him. Because there's a lot of poor people don't have nothing, but they love the Lord. And there's a lot
That's
of
right.
rich people that love money more than they love God. And they think because they got a whole lot of money, God is not concerned about how much money you got. Because God owns everything. And everything on the earth belongs to him. He is concerned about your soul. He ain't concerned about how famous you can be. I don't care what a celebrity you are. I don't care how well you can preach. I don't care how well you can sing. God is saying, I ain't worried about that. I want to know, is your heart right with me? Because if you haven't repented of your sins and turned from your wicked ways, you're going to die and go to hell. And folks don't believe that. We got old Benny Hinn. Amen. Benny Hinn been flapping his coat around, been running across the stage, been telling everybody, come on, get the blessing, been calling people trying to fall out and have the power of God. Well, let me do it. That's demonic. That's demonic, y'all. Leave that stuff alone. Quit sending your money out there. Don't be sending your money out there and God have send nothing. You send it because he's telling you to send it and you'll get a blessing. Well, I ain't sending him a dime. And guess what? God is blessing me every day. Every day.
Amen.
And I ain't telling God what I want. I say, Lord, give me what I need. And what I need is get a closer walk with him and getting ready for this great rapture that people been talking about. People been denying. People been laughing at it. They didn't say it because they criticized it. But there's a day coming. It's called the Day of Reckoning. And the Day of Reckoning is when the church is going to be excommunicated to the portals of glory. And then, like I told you, last program, hell is going to break loose. And if we got Kenneth Copeland. Amen. He makes $760 million a year. And what is he preaching? Nothing. He ain't preaching a dime. Even a dead dog would sit up and say, what in the world are you preaching, man? You ain't preaching Christ. You ain't preaching love. You're
right.
preaching greed, selfishness. You're preaching to try to make a name for yourself. You get on there with your squinty eyes stuff and you're pointing that stuff, talking about you can conquer the coronavirus and telling folks you can just move on out. But let me tell you, you can't listen to men like that because they're not preaching the gospel. And that's what Paul said. I said, I preach the gospel. Why? Because I do it willfully. Because God called me to preach. And there's a lot of ministry, a lot of preaching, a lot of prophets. They're self-sent. God ain't sent them. God sent somebody with some fire, sent somebody to proclaim his name, somebody to
right.
tell somebody about the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. And the only way you can tell something about the Jesus Christ crucifixion is you got to know it for yourself. And that
right.
is you can approach it in the spirit of your mind, the torture that Jesus Christ went through, the torture. Man, that man went through some torture. That 10 men
yes.
couldn't even take. The world couldn't even take the torture that Jesus Christ went through to die for my sins. And then I come along and tell you that he didn't die. You don't know him, because if you know him, you would say, Lord, thank you for dying for me. And I know I was one of the ones that caused you to die. My sins put you in the grave. My backbiting, my whoremongering, my lying, my cheating, everything that I've done from the time I was born and took the age of accountability, I nailed it to you. You took it. And if Jesus Christ took it and went to hell and came back, then my salvation is paid for. And the world is saying, the whole world is saying to Christ, majority of the world is saying to Christ, I don't think you did pay for it. I'm not going to pay for my sin. I'm not going to confess you. I don't. In fact, I don't believe you really died. I think it was a fake. The Lord knows it wasn't a fake. It was real. Because he went to hell. What do you think Satan was when Jesus went down in the bowels of hell? He was there. And he saw him come in. And he saw him walk out. He tried to hold him, but death couldn't hold him, and corruption could corrupt him. And when he came out, guess what? Sin was paid for. So there ain't no use of trying to work your way to heaven, to talk to the preacher and think he can get you to heaven, to go to the Pope. Ain't no use doing that, because it ain't going to work. It never would work. It never ain't going to work. I don't care, from the end of eternity, it's not going to work. The false prophets are alive today. And people are following them like a bunch of flies. And they're damning people's souls. And when the church helps, which I doubt it, I don't see the church opening up wide open where the preachers would repent. Even me. Lord, if I ain't saying the right thing, I repent. Let me tell the people what your words say, not what I think. And if the churches ever do open up, buddy, the preachers better not come in there with no pansy-wansy gospel. They better preach the gospel just like Jesus preached it. They better preach it like Paul preached it. They better preach it like the apostle preached it. They better preach it like John the Revelator preached it. And he preached it with 22 chapters of exactly what the gospel is. The good news of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that there's hope for those that accept him. And John the Revelator said there's a doom day for those that reject him, because they will be cast into the lake of fire, not because of the color of the skin, not because of their status quo, but because they ignored the only true way that a man could get back to God, and that was through the blood of Jesus Christ. Man, this is heavy stuff. The war that we are getting ready to enter, I'm going to give it over to the brother. The war that we're getting ready to enter in, it has to do with many of nations that's preparing themselves. Every nation on the planet right now is building up their armament. What nation? The Pakistanians. We got the Persians. We got Iran. We got Iraq. We got the Ethiopians. We got Western and Eastern Europe. We got Germany. We got the European Common Market, the 10 nations. They're building up their nuclear armament. We got Russia. And the head Russia. And Putin has got an idea. He's going to show his muscles when he go down there and try to overthrow the Ukraine. And when he do that, he's going to get real bold, because Russia is actually running out of territory. They're running out of oil. They're running out of gas. They're running out of all their natural resources. And God said, now, I'm going to show you how bad I am. God's going to show not the all the Russian people, because you got some people saved in Russia. Amen. Underground church. They can't have church out like we can. And we can have it like this. And we don't even go to church. We don't lift up the name of Jesus. We don't pray. America don't praise the Lord. We as black folks and white folks can't come together, because we got division all amongst us. We won't let God take control of our lives. We want to do it ourselves. And that's why we're so messed up. We're confused. Our marriages are messed up. Our young teenagers are messed up, because they're not getting no Sunday school training. The parents are not together. They're fussing and fighting and divorcing and remarrying. They tell me we are in a confusion state. And if America don't come back to the rightful place, and that is at the cross, we are doomed with the rest of the world. Because let me tell you, it's because of America that the gospel has been preached to all four corners of the earth, because we have the gospel. We know the gospel. We got more preachers. We got more churches. We got more programs to send to other countries, and yet still there's people who don't believe that there's an almighty God. There's a God in heaven who rules and super rules. Don't you think God don't know what's going on? He knows what's going on before you even started. And what we need to do, what we need to do locally and international, every born-again believer, baptized believer, preacher need to get busy and start preaching the crucifixion, and they need to preach the holiness of God and preach absolutely the return of Jesus Christ. There's a train coming. And if a train is coming,
come on now,
if a train is coming and you got to catch the train, you can't be in the shower, and the train is at the station, and you expect to catch the train. You got to get your clothes on, get your suitcase. You got to get down there before the train comes. And when the train comes, you waiting for the train. The church is what? They down in there taking showers. They down in there playing around. They down in there taking collections. They down in there whoremongering and preachers screwing the choir members, and the wife is going out on the preacher, and the people fussing and fighting and taking guns. Oh, good God Almighty, I know I'm hitting it right on the head. I know I'm hitting it right. And some people don't took the church as some kind of a circus. And the church is not a circus. It's the body of Christ, holy people who mean business, who mean to go right on. Because when that train get to coming, man, the first thing you want to know if the train coming, I'm going to show you. Put your ear on the rail. Put your ear on the flat rail. And if you hear a rumbling sound, that means that train is way down the road. And then after a while, guess what you hear? You hear something go, whoa! You say, oh, is he coming? So you got to get on. You got to get ready to get on the edge of the little balcony of the steps, have your suitcases in your hand, and then after a while you see some smoke. Good God Almighty, a big locomotive coming up the track. And when you see that smoke, you know it's getting close. And as you get close, then after a while you see the train. And everything that's happening in the world today, I've been listening to it for a long time. Hey, man, I've been putting my ear on the railroad tracks of God's word, and I can hear the rumbling sound in the background, the war. I can see the family's been broken up. I can see the bank failure. I can see the world, one world church coming together. I can see the great horde setting up a solid peace. I can see all that because it's in the book of Revelation, and the train is coming. And I can say that king is coming. But he ain't going to be riding no horse. He's going to ride a white horse. And when he comes back again, he's coming back at the end of the tribulation period. I'm going to catch the early train. And the early train is what? The rapture of the church. So what I got to do, I got to get ready. I got to get ready because I don't know what hour, what day he's coming in. And what the world need to do, they need to get ready, starting with the church folks. They need to get ready. The preachers need to fall flat on their face and repent. They've been telling a bunch of lies on God. And God will not tarry with a liar. He won't tolerate with a liar. The Bible says that all liars will be cast into the lake of fire. And we got a whole lot of other false preachers. I won't name no more. I'm going to try to find some, because let me tell you, there's a discernment of spirit that God gives his people to know if you're telling the truth. Because if you're not coming from the word of God, you're telling a lie. Come on. If you ain't coming from the word of God, you're telling a lie. And John the Revelator has already warned the seven churches. And he's warning the last church now, the Laodicean church age. And the Laodicean church is saying this: we don't need that. We got riches. And John tells that church, he said, you're poor. You are wretched, you are blind, you are naked, and you are lukewarm. Jesus said, you make me gurgitate. You make me sick. I got to throw you up. And God is throwing up people. He's removing the candlestick. And then when he moves the final candlestick, He's going to take the church home, and then the church is going to wrap up into the one world government church, which will be led by the Antichrist, given to the Antichrist by the Pope. The Pope is the false prophet in Revelation.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Amen.
You got the white horse. You got the white horse, which is the Antichrist. The Antichrist, as the brother said, is alive. He knows he's alive. He's in, what, Madrid, Spain. You don't hear nothing about Spain. But if you study about Spain, Spain got a whole lot to do with the coming of the Antichrist. And when
Amen.
The Antichrist gets to the age and the right time, guess what? His name is already listed in my book. Now, if you ain't got no book, that's the Bible, my book. He's listed in the book, and his name has not been revealed to the Word of God, but he's here. He's in Spain. His name is King Felipe, the King of Spain, King Felipe. Look it up on your YouTube, and when you find it on your YouTube, you will find out that he belongs to the Illuminati. He belongs to the Dark Order. He belongs to the descendants of the throne of David. And came all the way down from the time of what? From the time of what? Uh-oh, the 11th chapter of Genesis. He came all the way down from there. And this is the final Antichrist. The first Antichrist was Nimrod. And Nimrod brought seventy nations into existence. And these 70 nations broke on down, and they were scattered all over the face of the earth. And when they were scattered all over the face of the earth, amen, he was the birth of the Spanish people through Esau. Esau is a Spanish descendant of what?
Amen.
Of the The Spanish people is the descendant from Jacob. Because number one, Jacob had against his brother. He took his birthright, and when Esau came out first, Jacob caught a hold of what? Esau's heel, because he was after his inheritance. And guess what? Esau sold his birthright to Jacob through a pottage of meat, and he sold it to Rebecca, his mother. And Esau has an ought against Jacob. And at the end time, it's a bloodthirsty nation. The Spanish people, amen, amen, they hate the Jewish. And if you don't believe me, read history. 1492, the Spanish people told the Jews to get out of Spain. And they put them in Iron Maiden. They put them in ships. They drowned them. And they told them to go up to my other land. And 1492, Columbus got a ship, and he came to America. That's God's direction, to get away from the persecution of Spain. And what? America was founded. Listen to me now. America was founded on the basis of Judeo-Christian ethics, the Word of God. That's what America was founded on. But now America has threw the Bible away. They have tried to delete the Bible. They have tried to change the Bible. They tried to tell you that we can get along without Jesus Christ in our schools. We can get along with Jesus Christ in our churches. We don't have to worry about salvation. We just go to church, pray your prayer, get your clothes, get your car, get all the material, and say you saved. But you got to go a little deeper. You got to repent. And that's what we're facing now. And we're in for a rude awakening in 2022.
That's right.
War is coming. Don't try to deny it. War is coming. And America is going to be affected, and the whole world is going to be affected. There ain't no use you set talking about things going to get better, and we want to try to get this corona out the way, but the corona is no problem. There's another problem. Sin is the problem. Sin is more devastating than any coronavirus you could put out in the market.
Okay.
God is trying to wake up folks, and folks won't wake up. So what's going to wake them up? And I'm going to give it over to the brother. What's going to be the wake-up call? The biggest wake-up call that's coming soon will be the rapture. The rapture and the World War III. Because Russia, closing in now, Russia is planning the greatest invasion in the modern human history. They are planning to invade Israel. And the reason why, they need water, they need oil, they need gas, they need potash, they need food, they need more than America needs. And Putin is trying to get his position to start that red horse up in the book of Revelation. And that book of Revelation said a red horse came out. And this red horse is Russia. And after the Antichrist comes, he's going to try to attack Israel to take dominion over the Middle East. My friends, we need to get ready. Brother Tim knows he need to get ready. No, Brother Bazaar knows he need to get ready. We need to keep on preaching of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and tell people you need to be saved. You need to be saved. Don't listen to everybody that carries a Bible. You make sure that you get wisdom from God and ask him, Lord, is he telling the truth? Is he telling me the truth? Please let me know. That's what you need to do. You need to pray and say, Lord, is Brother Tim and Brother Bazaar truthful in their ministry? Are they telling us the truth? Well, look at the Bible. Look at the Bible. And if you find it in the Bible, then it's the truth that's coming from the Bible, not from me. Brother Tim, go ahead and walk with it.
Amen, Doctor. Amen. You said it, Doctor. War is imminent. War is on its way. Amen. And so, amen, we want the church to be prepared, get ready to go home, get your loved ones ready for the return of Christ. Amen. For we want to meet you in the air. Amen. I want to meet him. Amen. I know the brother want to meet him. Amen. In the air. That's what Paul said, that we will meet Christ in the air. Amen. And Revelation, the sixth chapter, amen, talks about, amen, I'm just going to finish reading verse 4. Amen. I'm going to finish reading, and we're going to talk about some of the verses after that. Because why? Amen. We feel like we are very, very close. Amen. And I think just looking at life, I can't remember a time, even for my dad. My dad, you know, was the first one to introduce us and teach us about Revelation. Amen. But I don't remember him ever mentioning any time in history that all these things that is happening now seems to be coming together. Amen.
Yes.
And he never mentioned a time where the world was mandated to do something. Nor was it possible at that time. See, the difference is, amen, that
amen.
If you read the scripture, it said that the whole world, amen. Well, now because of the internet and because of social media, we can see things that's going on in third world countries. Stuff that I never thought I could see, Doctor. We can see news, amen, different
around the world.
I'm talking about they cover more. The internet is able to cover more news and more things happening around the world than the news station, than the news outlets, than the news media itself. Because you got so many people now that can broadcast individually on their own and tell you what's going on in their communities. This was not ever a case before.
There it is.
Amen. And last year, when the world governments conspired together to mandate that their people, I'm telling you right now, it may not be happening as bad here in America, but some of these third world countries, these other countries, even Europe, they are mad at the governments. They are going to town destroying stuff. And this is why, the civil unrest part, the media is leaving out because they don't want too much civil unrest in their own personal countries. Amen?
Yeah.
There's so much going on in the world, amen, that I can't ever remember a time that the world was mandated. And I remember when they first made this mandate, Africa was like, well, we always last, we always left out, so maybe they're not really talking to us. But no, they contacted those governments of the African countries and say, hey, you mandate for your people to wear their masks. And I'm pushing the mandate.
You wear a mask everywhere you go. This is not by coincidence.
No,
amen. This is Bob. This is purpose. This is a purpose. Amen. And the point that I'm getting at is that there is no turning back. We are headed in the direction that there is no. It's like a train. Amen. It ain't stopping.
Yeah,
man, it's running, and it's running, it's running, doctor. And people think that, oh, there is no going back to what we knew as normal. This was planned. They had been planning this. In fact, I remember, this lady. Let me show you how old this plan has to be. This plan has to be, no telling, probably over 100 years old. They've been planning. They knew that this time was going to come. Amen. Because God does everything on a timeline. And
yes,
Lucifer,
he does.
Satan knows that his time is almost up.
Up.
Amen.
Yes.
And so there's
yes.
a lady. She's no longer alive. This lady passed on. I can't remember the name of that book, doctor, but you can find it on YouTube, I'm certain. There was a video when this all kicked off. When this all started, this lady wrote this back in 2010, 2011, that predicted in 2020, predicted in this time. Now watch this. That now we talk about the pestilences. This is what we talking about. Now she predicted that this virus was going to come and it was going to subside and it's going to kill a lot of people, and it's done that. I believe it's taking over a million lives. But they said that the next one that's going to come, and she said this in her book, is going to be much worse than this first virus. She said the first one's going to subside. But remember, at the time that this next virus happens, the church will be gone. We will not be here. Amen. All glory be to the Most High God. We won't be here to see this fatal epidemic disease. That is what this is. When the Bible talks about pestilences, Christ talks about that. Amen. I'm going to read you some scriptures. Amen. Yes, sir. And it said, verse 4, and it said that, and power was given to him, this is Revelation the 6th chapter, that said they're all to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. There's going to be death in World War III. Now, I can't say the extent, but it's going to be a swift war. I don't believe it's going to be a long war. It's going to be a swift war, but there's going to be some casualties.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
Watch what verse 5 says. And it said, and when he had opened the third seal, I heard the beast say, come and see, and I beheld, and lo, a black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of bounces in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny, and see thou hurt not the oil and the wine. Now, we know that when famine happens, what happens? Pestilence, disease rise. People not able to eat healthy, not able to maintain. Starvation sets in, disease sets in. This is not good, and this is why I say, man, this is the perfect time. And I have to be honest and truth with you. I didn't see it happening. I really didn't see this coming. Now, I remember when I first got saved in 2000, in the year 2000, I told my wife. I told her this in 2000 when I first got saved. I said, I don't know what it is that's going to happen, but I believe something great in our lifetime is going to happen according to the Bible.
Right.
No, we're going to see a great event that's going to prove to us that there's a God in heaven. And, and like I told her, I said, I don't know what it is, but the Spirit is telling me. And no, I wouldn't have thought in 2020 or 2021, amen, that we would even be having this discussion about Christ is soon to return.
All right.
And the reason that I say this is the perfect time, because majority of the people in the church is not even having this conversation. The pastors, the majority of the pastors that are preaching are not even teaching this. They're not talking
That's right.
about it. It's not a conversation. It's not a thought. If you bring it up, they give you, like the young folks say, they give you the side eye. they don't believe it, doctor. They don't want to hear it because like we said, they don't know nothing about it. They don't know enough about it to preach about it, even have a conversation about it. See, that's the thing. See, you ought to have a conversation about something. You must be knowledgeable about the subject. And they are not knowledgeable about the subject of the book of Revelation. And I tell people all the time, man, look at here. If you are attending a function, a religious function, and they are opening up the Bible, and they're not talking about the blood of Christ, or the burial, the crucifixion, burial, death, and resurrection of Christ, if they're not talking about salvation, if they're not talking about saving souls, if they're not talking about love, and they're not speaking about prophecy of the return of Christ, you really need to reconsider who you are listening to.
Come on, preacher.
Church pastors have been conditioned to talk about money. They've been conditioned to give you motivational speeches. They want to teach you, amen. And now watch this. The way they teach about love, amen, is not the way
Come
we
on.
Teach about love.
They want to
teach it in the sense that God is not really concerned about you. You know, if you love a man and a woman love more, he's not really concerned about. See, that's how they try to teach it now. They try to be
light.
They try not to hurt folks' feelings. They try not to talk about hell. They try to talk about where you go. There is an afterlife. This is a reality. There is an afterlife when you leave this world. Now, watch this. Let me read to you what the scripture says. Verse 7 says, and when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard a voice of the fourth beast say, come and see. Now watch this.
Yeah.
He said, amen. He said, and I looked and beheld a what? A pale horse.
Pale horse.
And his name that sat on him was Death.
Death.
And hell followed
him.
With him.
Read
and power. Was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword and with hunger and with death and with the beasts of the earth. There is not going to be no peace. We think about, man, every time we turn on the news, every time we look at YouTube, folks are just dying. Man, they are killing women. I love women so much. I love everybody. But women, be careful, especially with your children. Be careful who you're dealing with, because this is on a rampage. The devil's on a rampage. There are so many women and children losing their lives. So many young women that are losing their lives senseless. Man, be careful, because these young men out here are just taking women's lives left and right. Be careful who you associate with. Get in the church. Listen to us. Get your Bible teaching ministry. Pray over your family. See, that's the main thing. And that's the only thing that I can think of, brother. Your only escape from all this is the Holy Spirit. See, the Holy Spirit will protect you wherever you go. Amen. And the Holy Spirit, can't nobody hurt you without God's permission. As long as God had his hand, amen, over your life, as long as he had the Holy Spirit there, can't nobody do nothing to you. I don't care who they are, what they got. Cannot harm you, because the Holy Spirit will take them out in a blink of an eye. Amen. We want nothing more than to you to be saved, to receive salvation, to escape death. Man, this thing that's coming, y'all not hearing what I'm saying. This thing that's about to hit the planet. They got these movie series I call The Purge. I've never seen any of those episodes. I know I've had family members tell me about it. I've never seen them. But there's some type of mandate where people are going to be given permission, I think, one day to do what they want to do, kill whoever, fight. And I'm like, man, don't y'all know that that's probably what it's going to be like when the tribulation kicks off?
Absolutely.
People are going to be out here all doctors, they're going to be taking lives like nothing. You're going to be scared to walk out your door. Right now, I can walk out in my front yard. I can walk in my grass. I can run a body above me. I can walk up and down my street. Man, it's peace. It's peaceful, Doc. People don't understand. It's peaceful out here. Right now, the world has peace. Now, is it peace in certain people's lives? No. We know that, the devil is allowed, amen, to interrupt peace periodically. But right now, we've experienced consistent peace. Amen. There was a shooting up in, I think that was Michigan. Now, again, we know that the devil is going to intervene every now and then and cause a disruption. But overall, there's constant peace right now. When the tribulation kicks off, there's going to be constant death. That's why Jesus said, saw death. My gosh, man, that had me. I don't think that's sinking in to people. He saw death. I'm talking about, you think the numbers now, from what we said, this is a plaything. You're going to see people that you know personally, close to you, going to be going almost every day. You're going to be like, your friends are going to be dropping left and right. Your family is going to be dropping left and right. Murders, killing. People are going to be against one another. Imagine this. There ain't going to be no food. Food is going to be scarce. People gonna start to starve. You know, it don't take much for people to cut up. If people cut up and fight and kill, I heard somebody tell me somebody got shot and killed over a TV on Black Friday. This is sad. This is unbelievable. Over a TV. Why don't you take another person's life over a TV? You can wait till tax season. You can use your credit. Go buy the TV. If you have to pay $3,000-$5,000 more, go buy the TV. It's not worth your freedom. Man, look at here. It's going to be serious what's going to happen.
Yes,
constant death. Constant killing. You ain't going to be able to go nowhere in peace. You're going to be constantly looking over your shoulder. Amen.
Yes,
I'm going to tell you right now. I'm so glad that we ain't got to worry about being here in the Great Tribulation.
No.
Want to know why? Amen. I don't need to worry about no guns. I don't need to worry about no weapons. I don't need to worry about boarding up my house. I don't need to worry about protecting my family. See, that's what God is for. This is what God is saying. This is what is the message that he gave to Paul to give to us, to prepare, to be ready for what's going to come down.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, sir. Thank you,
amen. Amen. And so we think about these things. We think about the beasts of the earth. Ain't no telling what animals going to be doing. I remember one time, I think it was over in South Dallas, there was this lady. This was a mysterious thing. And it happened not only once, it happened twice. It was strange. I've never heard anything like this. This woman was attacked by a group of dogs and killed. Does it happen? I mean, what would cause a group of dogs to just attack? Strange dogs. We ain't talking about no trained dogs. Somebody said, hey, these were just stray dogs, just attacked. That's demon. That's demonic. Don't you know that's the
demonic?
See, these things that happen periodically on the earth that's evil are going to be constant in the tribulation. Animals going to be attacking. They're going to be like, man, what's wrong with the animals? Animals are going to be attacking. There's not going to be any peace. The Holy Spirit is going to be, he's going to step back. People are going to be constantly killing each other. You have to be careful just across the street. People are going to try to run you over and kill you. Amen? So,
yes, sir, brother.
Amen. We have to warn the people, warn the church. Time is drawing near. This ain't a time to play. This ain't a time to joke. Amen.
No, sir.
We want you to be prepared. So you say, how can I miss this great devastation that's coming to the earth? We're talking about over 7.1 or 7.2 billion people currently alive. That is a lot of people.
A lot of people.
7 billion people. That is a lot of people on this planet. And I'm here to tell you right now, that when the tribulation kick off, population, by the time of the end of the tribulation, is going to be definitely, I believe, less than 50%. of that, maybe even a lot more. But I'm willing to bet at least somewhere between 50 to 60% of that number is going to be gone by the time that the church comes back to the – you don't understand. See, we can't fathom that many people die. You can't fathom 20, 30, 40,000 people dead in your city or in your just around in your area where you live within a matter of days or months. That's incredible. Who going to bury all those bodies? I remember I talked to this gentleman one time. He was from Ohio. He was either from Pennsylvania or from Ohio. You know what he told me? He had moved to Texas. He said, man, I had to get my family out of it. I said, really? He said, man, he said the opioid pandemic, the opioid crisis, how people just die from them drugs.
Yeah.
He said that it was so many people dying from that the mortuaries could not keep up with doing the body.
Yeah.
They had so many bodies, they just had to stop. I said, you got to be just. He said, no, man. He said, they had to stack up the bodies. I said, are you serious? He said, yes, they don't have enough people, morticians, because they got to rest. They got to sleep. They can't work 24 hours. They ain't robots. He said, they'd be so tired that they can't get to the bodies. The bodies just steady coming into the morgue. I said, Lord, have mercy. So what do people think that the Great Tribulation is going to be like when tens and thousands, you ain't going to have enough ambulance, police, people going to be running around. They're going to be content. So you got all these things to deal with. You got the wars, that to deal with, the nuclear wars that's going to happen. It may be short, but it's going to happen. Then not only that, you got hunger. People going to be dying from starvation. They're going to go in people's houses. People going to be dead. Bodies may even be sitting there for more than 3 or 4 days. They ain't going to know the people are dead. Then you have people going to be just killing people like nothing. It's going to be mayhem. Constant, death. If you look at the scripture, it says that the name of him sitting on it was death. But it said that hunger and with death. In other words, people are going to be just dying left and right. It's going to be like, what is going on? You think people are saying that now? I hear people say that all the time. Man, what in the world is going on in this world? You think they're saying that now? My gosh. All I can do is pray for the lost souls that they become saved. As many people as possible, we're praying that you receive salvation. Now, real quick, I want to go over and talk about the plan of salvation real quick before I turn back over to the brother. Amen. If that's all right. And because I want to let you know right now, amen, we're going to visit some more scripture. I want to let you know right now, how can you miss this? How can I be the one that is caught up when Christ comes back? I do not want to be here, Pastor, when this happens. I want to go to heaven. I want to be in safety. I want to be one of where it's beautiful and peaceful. Amen. Because the Bible talks about over in Revelation, the 4th chapter, how the church, amen, will be in heaven before the throne of God. Amen.
Yeah.
Before him, the four beasts, amen, the Holy Spirit, our Savior, and all the holy angels, we're going to be in heaven. With all our family and friends and loved ones that believed along with us, they're going to be in heaven too. How neat is that to see your grandmother, your great-grandmother, your grandfather, your mom, your dad, your brother, your loved one that passed on? If you want to get to see them again and they believe, you got to believe too. Amen. You don't want to end up going somewhere else. You don't want them to be in heaven and you in hell. You don't want that. Amen. The Bible says that there's an afterlife after this. Quit playing to these folks on these comedies. I see people, this comedian was joking about God and hell. I said, man, that stuff is not nothing to play with.
No.
There are people who will play with God and joke with God and with the monster dead.
Lord Hammers. Yes.
Romans, the 10th chapter, verse 9. It says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, amen, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Amen.
Amen. So it says, verse 10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Do you know that salvation is easy? It really is. It's easy. Because God says that without faith, it's impossible to please us. Salvation is so simple. All you have to do is believe.
Believe.
And God said, I will give you salvation. I will give you rest. And Lord knows, amen, the church could use rest after 2,000 years of persecution.
Yeah.
What did John say over in Revelation? I'm going to read you what John said over in Revelation, the first chapter. And John said himself, amen, watch what John said. Amen. John said in Revelation, the first chapter, amen, let me see if I can find it. Amen. He talks about how he is our brother in tribulation. What does that mean? He's dealing with some things. We alert is John, Revelation 1 and 9 says, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos. The church has always went through tribulation. He was locked up. There have been people who have been locked up for the gospel, people who have been ridiculed for the gospel, people who have been murdered and martyred for the gospel. Amen. We've been cast down. We've been called crazy. Oh, that ain't real. People don't think that stuff bothers you, but that bothers you. When you out here doing the best that you can to show love and teach the word and save souls and bring people to the kingdom, and people it's just like somebody's like you hand a person a flyer and they just ball up right there in front of your face and throw it on the ground. That's how people treat you. When you are trying to witness to them, trying to show them love, teach them about Christ, people don't want to hear that. Like the brother said, they want the booze, the women, the smokes, the music, man, you look at the world. As I said, we are able to see stuff we ain't never seen. The world is partying. My brother lives in Florida, and he told me, he said, Tim, they told the kids during this mandate not to go to the beach. Them kids said, man, look at here. We don't care what y'all saying. Them kids got mad, went to the beach and party, said, we are partying. They can't stop them. These folks out here partying. They want to party. Amen.
Yeah.
And this is what's wrong with the world. The world is partying, having fun. They ain't studying God. They ain't looking for no salvation. They can care less about going to heaven. Oh, I'll do that later. Later may be too late. Amen.
Too late.
Go ahead, doctor. Go ahead.
Go ahead, brother. Boy, I enjoyed that. What we need to do is tell these our friends, our loved ones out there, the ones that's not saved and those that are saved, I hope we have taken effect on your heart, your mind, your soul. I hope you're listening. I hope you can tell somebody else that we are not out here trying to make no name for ourselves. We're trying to get souls prepared to meet the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because what we are telling you comes from the Word of God is real. It's not something that we made up. It's not something that we have to do, but we are yearned to do it, because I don't want to see nobody go to hell. No, I detest what the devil is doing to our youth. I detest what he's doing to the people of the earth.
That's right.
I hate him with a passion. I hate him. Ooh, you just don't know how much I hate him. Because he's trying to destroy my plan that comes to Jesus Christ. And that's why we have to teach the word of God with power, with urgency, let you know that we ain't playing. Because I tell you one thing, if I don't tell you the truth, then you go to hell, your blood's gonna be on my hand. I don't want no blood on my hand.
That's right.
Imagine how many preachers are preaching false doctrines, they're going to have a lot of blood on their head. Oh, my God. Do you realize if you don't preach from Genesis to Revelation exactly what God says, it's going to be accountable for you at the judgment seat. It's going to be accountable for you at the great white My God. We want to let you know the simple way to get saved. You can
That's
get
right.
saved. You can get saved. You can get saved sitting down. You can get saved at your house. You can get saved in the bathroom. You can get saved anywhere. Amen. You don't have to go to no special person, amen, to tell me how to get saved. You can say it in your bathroom. Confess your sins to Jesus
right.
Christ. Now, you might not see Jesus, but I'll tell you one thing. When he comes into your life, you're going to feel it. And you can ask him right now, Lord, come into my life. I am sorry for my sins that I have committed against you. Forgive me. I repent. I'm sorry. I'm willing enough to turn 180 degrees from my sins. Now, if you want to sit up there and try to name all your sins, you forget it. Forget it. You're not going to do it. Because when you repent of sin, you can have a long list and forget some of the things you done, some of the things you forgot. You got to repent that you are a sinner. Sinner means that you're willing to turn from your main sin. Now, what's your main sin? It's unbelief. Unbelief is the main sin and the only sin that can put you in hell. You understand what I'm saying? I hope you understand. The only sin that will put you in hell, for you will burn forever, is that you reject the crucifixion. Oh, my God. When you
Amen.
Reject the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, God Almighty in the flesh, when you deny and you resent it, and you tell the Lord, I don't believe in that crap. No, man, I'm having too much fun. Oh, man, that's the Christianity is so boring. Well, that's a lie. Christianity is not boring. It's the most exciting
right.
life you can ever have. And that exciting life is that one day when the world will be almost unfit to live in, and you can't live here no more decently, Jesus Christ is going to blow some trumpets. And when the trumpets blow, if your soul is saved, if you've been sanctified by the blood of Jesus Christ, and you have called on the name of the Lord out of your heart, guess what? You're going to disappear in a moment of a twinkling of an eye. You will be caught
Amen.
Up into the glory of God, and you will get a new body. I'm not talking about a body that you went down there and took a bath and came back. I ain't talking about that kind of. I'm talking about a glorified body. I'm talking about a glorified
Amen.
Body that has power enough to leave the gravitation of this earth and meet the Lord in the air. And when you meet the Lord in the air, we're going to the great bema seat where all God's saints, all
yes.
over God, will be gathered around the bema judgment seat to get the rewards of those people who have done the heavenly and the righteous things on the earth, but they're saved. There will be some people that will go to heaven, and when they get there, they won't get a reward. The only reward that they will get will be a crown of life because they accept Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. But there's other
right.
crowns that are received through the mercy and the grace of God, and that's what I'm working on. I'm working while it is day, but when night comes,
yeah.
I can't talk no more. That means that when
that's
I
right.
get ready to leave the earth, when I get ready to lay down my weary head, when I get ready to call home, then my nightlife will come in, and I'll meet the Lord in the air. So what I'm trying to tell you, it's simple to get saved. The only thing you got to do is just admit, confess that you are a sinner. You are a lost individual that do not know who Jesus Christ is. And if you don't know who Jesus Christ is, you have never met him. You never have shook his hand spiritually. See, I shook my hand a long time ago. And since I shook his hand, he said, I will never leave you, Bazaar. I will never forsake you, Bazaar. I'll be with you always, even to the end of the age. And now I'm living to the close of the end of the age, and his hand is still on me, his own brother Tim, and his own his family. Because if you're a believer, the Lord said, I'll be with you through your thick and thin. I'll be with you when you don't have a friend. I'll be with you when
Amen.
You don't have bread. I'll be with you.
Come
when
on,
Bob. You seem like well, I'll be your doctor. I'll be your nurse. I'll be your physician.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be your I'll be the mighty God in your life through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's easy to live a Christian life. You know why? Because let me tell you, live a Christian life. Guess what? If you stay with Jesus Christ, you ain't going to get in no trouble. Trouble will come to you. Uh-oh.
That's right.
You can't get in no trouble if you live for the Lord. Trouble
right.
will come to you. I've been
Amen.
In trouble. I've been in trouble because I done messed up. Huh? Hey, if I get in trouble, ooh, it'll be my fault, not God's fault. God wants you to live in peace. He wants you to live joy.
That's right.
He wants you to live for you. He wants you to be able to go out there and tell somebody, man, you ought to try Jesus. Man, I used to be on the road. Man, I used to be old pimp daddy. Man, a woman can tell you, I used to be a prostitute. But you know what happened? I got tired of that mess. I got tired of sucking stuff up in my nose and killing my brain cells. I got tired of drinking and killing my liver that now I got cirrhosis of the liver because I drank too much. You bring up on yourself. But when Christ comes in, he will set you free, free of sin, death, hell, and the grave. And guess what? When you get ready to die, you don't have to worry about a thing. You know why? Because Christ already died for you and paid for your sins and washed your sins away, that the sins that you have committed, past, present, and future, he has cast them into the sea of forgiveness. And if you will go and ask God, Lord, you remember when I stole that out there? The Lord said, what you talking about? I don't know nothing about it. I don't know nothing about it. You know why? Because my blood has washed all that out of you. You don't do that no more. And now you are my child, and I'm going to catch you up in the clouds, and you're going to be at the judgment seat of Christ. And, man, you talking about a good time. You talking about a swinging time. You talking about a joyful time. You talking about a time of all times.
Amen.
When I'll step into eternity, woo! When you step into eternity, there's no more death. When you step into eternity, no more crying. When you step into eternity, no more hate, no more, oh, my God, no more anything that conflicts and caused by the devil, because the devil ain't no good at all, at all. He ain't never going to do right. And if you let him rule your life, guess what? You're going to have a problem. And the Bible tells you, confess with your mouth, believe with your heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And he said, thou shalt be saved. S-A-V-E-D. You don't have to worry about being lost again, because you sealed with the Spirit until the day of redemption. You don't have to worry about backsliding, because you sealed until the day of redemption. God, oh, thank you, Jesus. I said, God is married to a backslider. You still my child. You're acting awesome. You're acting a little bad, and you think you can overrule me. But I tell you what God has. He has a place called chastisement. And God knows how to chastise those.
Yes, he does.
And he loves, he will chastise. If you don't believe me, stop by Samson's house and ask Samson, did he leave me? And Samson said, no, he didn't leave me. He said, why are you getting chastised? He said, because I wasn't obedient. I wasn't obedient. I was disobedient. I wouldn't
right.
mess with that woman called Delilah. Delilah was a hot mama. Woo! She could put some of the Hollywood movie stars. Dang! Delilah was a woman.
Yes.
And God has already told him, leave the women alone, especially
that's right.
the Phoenician queen. Don't go messing with them heathen women. Them women will tear you up. And these women today are tearing men up. They're tearing them apart.
Will.
They leave them like an ox going through the slaughterhouse. And God told Samson, a holy man, a righteous man, a man that slew 1,000 Philistines with a jawbone of an ass, a man that took the gate of Gaza and put it on his back. And I don't know how many, I got to check that out. See how many miles he took that gate. From the gate of Gaza. He caught 300 foxes and put firebrand on their tails and burned up the Philistine wheat. And then he go around there sneaking around Delilah and got his hair cut. Went to the barber shop and Delilah kept on pestering. This is what happened to a born-again amen, who backslide. And after they got through with Samson, they put his eyes out. They put him on the ground. And Samson knew what he had done. And he said, Lord, have mercy on me. And his hair started to grow back. God said, I'll be with you, Sam. I'm going to stay with you, brother. Amen. I know you made a mistake. I know you messed up. I knew you was hard at it. He said, but I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm with you. And if you've been born again, if you don't backslid, if you say, Lord, you don't want me no more, that's a lie, because you've been sealed with the Spirit. You've been bought with his blood. You come on back in there and have some fellowship with him, because the relationship don't change. The fellowship is what changed. And this is what a lot of people in church have backslid, because somebody said something to them, and they say, oh, these Christian folks ain't no Christian. They don't hurt my feelings. You'd be surprised how many people done backslid, and they believe they're going to hell. Well, if you've been saved, God, he got you, sister. He got you, brother.
That's right.
And some preachers say, well, if you backslide, you're going to hell. Well, you don't backslide. Now, where you go? So what I'm trying to tell you, God is love, and God is not like our love. We don't have no love until we know what love of God is. So if you got the love of God in you, and you know you done somebody wrong, and you know you ain't acting right, you come on now and ask the Lord to forgive me. Go back to that brother and get it straightened out. Amen. So you can have some real fellowship with the Lord. Amen.
That's right.
Now, what I'm saying, the salvation that we preach eternal redemption. You know why? It's in the Bible. And if it's in the Bible, I got to preach it. I don't preach condemnation over a backslider. Now, what I preach against is a hypocrite. A hypocrite is somebody that pretends that they know Jesus Christ and have the qualities of living a Christian life, but they don't know Jesus Christ, and they're playing with God's salvation.
Amen.
And Job said in the book of Job, he said, there's no hope to a hypocrite. And that means that the hypocrite don't believe in Jesus Christ, never accepting him, but yet still they have him on their lips. And Jesus called the Pharisees and the Sadducees, all ye hypocrites, flee from the wrath to come. You less like snakers and vipers. You strict on the law, but you don't have mercy, you don't have justice, and you don't have love. And if you don't have love, then you ain't got nothing. You just you're making a whole lot of noise. My friends, those that have backslid, if anybody need to reinstate themselves, I didn't say get saved again. I said get yourself restored with the Lord Jesus Christ. Because a lot of Christian people that got saved want to give up. But don't give up.
Okay.
Don't give up. You still belong to God. Because God is God. And see, I ain't got no right to judge nobody. You hear
that's
what
right,
I'm saying?
Amen.
They like to judge. They like to be the judge, the jury, and the executioner. And then if they look in the mirror, they're more guilty than the person that they're trying to execute. There's a lot of church folks like that.
That's right.
And let me tell you, God is God all by himself. And you can't tell God what to do, or when to do, or how to do it, because he knows everything. See, he sees everything. He hears everything. And he can't go nowhere because he's everywhere. And if he can't go nowhere because he's everywhere, there's nowhere for you to go. Woo! Where God ain't been. Woo! So ain't no use you trying to hide and duck behind your little shortcomings. Come on to the cross and get restored. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. He's coming back again. Oh, yes, he is. My heart is heavy. I know Brother Tim's heart is heavy. I hope we can meet somebody out to get them established. You might not be going to church or nowhere now, because if you do go to church, if you know anything about the Lord, if you don't know anything about the Lord, you need to read your Bible and get some understanding of what Jesus is saying, what the prophets are saying, and what time we're living in. Because my brothers and my sisters, we are definitely, absolutely, live it in the very last days, just before the seventh week will break open. And when the seventh week break open,
amen,
the church will be removed from the planet Earth.
Yes, sir.
And as far as the demonic activity that's going on now is going to be increased during the tribulation period, because demons are going to be cast out of heaven, and demons are going to be let loose out of the bottomless pit, and UFOs and flying saucers.
Come on, doctor.
They say, brother told me about a couple of days ago about an invasion that's going to happen on the planet 2029. I don't doubt it one bit. I don't doubt it one bit. And these Nephilims, these raw demons, they don't care for nobody. They are going to possess men's body. This is where you get your zombies for now, because the demon can possess a body, and the body be dead, but the demon is in the body.
That's right.
They can't kill them. They can jump off a building. They can't die. God is going to let these wicked, because if
Come
they
on,
let
God.
Loose now, they will swoop across the sky and probably eliminate millions of people. They will have them jumping off buildings. They will have them killing, trying to die and can't die. They will be cutting off the limbs, and they will still be alive. Why? Because the demons are in the body. You can't kill a demon. God said, come on. Come on, world. Come on, church. Come on, world. Come on, preachers. Tell the people. The earth is going to be handed over to Lucifer pretty soon. Seven years.
Yes, it is.
It's going to be handed over to Lucifer. And God
is
going to let Lucifer manifest himself. And the world, some of the world, is going to see exactly what this diabolical demon, fallen cherubim, Luciferian, is doing to people's lives. Because he's doing it now, and the people are ignorant and stupid to believe that the devil can rule the world. And that's what people want to do. They want the devil to rule the world. And
that's
he's
right.
not going to be able to. He's been trying for the last 6,000 years. He's been trying to rule over God. And his last effort is the Antichrist. That's his last effort. He ain't got nothing after that. And after that follows the Antichrist and war. After the war, famine. After the famine, pestilence and diseases. And no vaccine is going to be able to cure sin. Oh, good God Almighty. No vaccine. Man is going to go into the laboratories and try to find a vaccine, and they're going to come out raw-handed. Because sin, there's no vaccine for sin. The only thing, good God Almighty, I'm about to help me up in here. Oh, the only thing that can get rid of sin and degradation is the blood. Ooh, the blood of Jesus. That righteous, precious blood of Jesus. The blood that God manifested in his son. So powerful that the devil will fold up like an envelope when he ever come near the blood of Christ. And if you got the devil in you, if you got a evil spirit in you, and you ask the Lord to come into my life through the Holy Spirit by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, that devil will run out of there like he's trying to get away from hell. He'll run out of there because he can't take that blood. And the only thing you got to do to receive this power is confess with your mouth. Believe
Amen.
On the Lord Jesus. And the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. And he can save the lowest of the lowest. If he can save Apostle Paul, and Paul didn't know he was living a low life. He thought he was doing God's will. He was killing Christians. He was blaspheming, but he didn't blaspheme the Holy Ghost. He was blaspheming because he said he was a blasphemer. He spoke against Christ, but he didn't blaspheme the Holy Ghost. And
Amen.
He found him on the road to Damascus, going against the more Christians. He was going to slay him.
Yes, indeed.
And God stopped him. The red light came on and a siren came on. He said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And Saul said, who are you? He said, I'm Jesus. He said, it's hard to kick against the prick. And he said, now you kicking against the church. And let me tell you something. Woo! The church is something Don't play with God. You play. If you play with God, you play with the church. He said it's a sharp
right.
prick. And if you go against Christ, you're going against the church.
That's
and
right.
he said it's hard against the prick. And he said, "I go to Damascus to a street called Straight, and there you'll find a man named Ananias, and he'll tell you exactly what I want you to do." And guess what? He wrote 13 epistles. Woo! And he was the one that called
Amen.
Out in Bethlehem, "The Lord shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voices of archangels, and the trumpets of God Amen. Shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise, and we shall meet the Lord in the air. And so shall
Amen.
We ever be with you." Comfort one another with these words. And that's what the church should be doing right now. But they're not comforting nobody. They ain't telling nobody that Jesus is coming. The preacher ain't telling nobody that Jesus is coming. He's coming to get his church. Nobody is saying anything about it. He said, comfort
That's
one
right.
another
Come
with this. Hey, look, I don't mind serving the Lord down here on earth. I enjoy it. But I tell you, if he would say, come on, Bazaar, I said, Lord, wait, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Amen.
And if you're a child of God, you should be saying, Lord, I'm ready. I love my kin folks. I love my brothers
That's
and my
right.
sisters. I love my enemies. But look, I'm ready to go now. I don't try to do all I can to tell them, hey, better get ready.
Amen.
This is no play toy. I used to play with toys. And when I was a little boy, I used to get in the floor and play with trucks and little toys and everything. Oh, well, I ain't playing now. I ain't playing with no toys now. I'm going for the word of God. You need to, if you need Christ tonight, and I'm going to turn it over back, turn the last 15 minutes back to Brother Tim. I'm going to let him close out. But I do, if anybody right now needs to know Jesus Christ, oh, yes, if you know any needs, I'm going to give you a 2 or 3 minutes to say, look, if you can say it in your heart, if there's anybody around you, you can put up your hands right now. You can put up your hands wherever you're at right now and say, Lord, I am a sinner. Lord, I repent of my sin. I am sorry. I am deeply broken up for the sins I have committed against a righteous, holy God.
Yes,
we repent and turn away from sin. The Lord Jesus Christ to come into your life. I believe he will. I know he will. If you're sincere, you can confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that God raised him from the dead and asked him to come into your life through the Holy Spirit by the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, the reason
Amen.
I say by the blood of Christ, the reason I say by the blood of Jesus Christ, because without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sin.
That's right.
The blood of Jesus Christ proves to you, proves to me that he actually died and all his blood was drained out of his body. And when he opened up them wounds and them nails in his hand, he shed all his blood and his spear up into his side and his crown of thorns on his head, and they disfigured his face that you couldn't recognize it. Well, all his blood was drained out of his body. He shed all of it. And he died of a collapsed heart. When there's no blood in your heart, your heart actually bursts. No blood. Where does the blood go? The blood, amen, is in the spirit, and the blood was shed. Is the blood alive today? Yes, it is. It ain't dead. Why? Because the Holy Spirit verified that he lived and got up on the third day morning. For who? For you. So you wouldn't have to suffer and die and go to hell. You don't want to go. And if you just bow your head right now and just a prayer, say, Lord, I'm sorry. Come into my life. I repent of my sins. Accept me as your child through the faith that I have. For without faith, you can't please God. You must believe that he is a rewarder for those that diligently seek him. And the Bible said, thou shalt be saved. And I guarantee you, if you're really sincere about your confession, it won't take you long to realize, hey, I've been changed. I've been changed, man. I got saved. I got saved by what? Confessing his name and believing on his, what he's done for me. He died for me, man. He suffered for me. I believe it. I accept it. In Jesus' name, I pray. Go ahead, brother.
Amen. Amen, brother. Powerful word. Amen. Amen. We just want the word to get out to as many people. Amen. We know that's what we're doing. Amen. We're just going to believe the Most High to bring more listeners. Amen. To more people. Amen. I just want to go over the millennial kingdom. Amen. The millennial kingdom. Amen. This is going to be when we return. We are dealing with the church saints. Amen. When we return with Christ, we're going to reign with him for 1,000 years. And, man, let me tell you, it's going to be beautiful. The earth is going to be restored. Oh, it's going to be green and pretty. The water's going to be clear because you got to remember, all the water, the sea is going to be turned to blood. Amen. The earth is going to be burnt up. It's going to be broken up. Amen. It's going to be torn up. Anything you can imagine, the earth is going to be totally chaos, totally destroyed. Amen. But we're going to restore the earth with our Lord and Savior when we return. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to reign with him for 1,000 years.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. And I just want to share some scriptures with
go
you.
Go ahead, bro. Go ahead. Yeah.
Amen. Go ahead, let's go over, because we know that when Christ come back, he's going to put all his enemy under his feet. And yesterday we talked about Revelation, the 6th chapter, verses 12 through, I believe it's like 17 or something like that. Amen. It was from throughout the rest of Revelation, the 6th chapter, verses 12 through 17, how Christ is going to put all his enemies under his feet. So all these people who are satanic, Luciferian, Baphomet worshipers, the Boule, the Masons, the satanic cults in Hollywood, all these sororities and fraternities, a lot of people don't realize that. But those fraternities and sororities are devilish. They're demonic. I had a friend one time. He had the opportunity, and I have a family member, to join one of those fraternities. And I told him, I said, brother, you don't want to do that. Because he had a friend that was trying to encourage him. And I got a close family member that's in one of those fraternities. And they are brotherhood for life. And I said, man, I didn't realize all the wicked evil stuff. And they've been doing this stuff for centuries.
Yeah.
They ain't new. They've been doing this stuff since the 1800s, since the 1900s.
Ancient times.
And they passed down, it's called an order. That's what they call the order. They passed down this stuff. So this men sleeping with men and women sleeping with women, this stuff was already going on back in the time of Enoch. They've been doing
Enoch.
This stuff. Amen. Since Adam and Eve came out of the garden, since man began to public, they've been doing this stuff. This stuff is not new. Amen.
No.
And they've been hiding this stuff. Man, when I learned some of the stuff that they be doing, because I had one guy tell me, he said, man, yeah, you got to come out and join us. And, man, they got to talk about some of the stuff they be doing. I said, man, nah, I wouldn't be interested in that. First of all, ain't no grown man going to hit me with no powder. My daddy. Yeah, man, that's one thing we not doing. You ain't hit me with no stick. You hit me with a stick,
no.
That's a fight. Hey, man, you do that. I don't care what you say. Man, that's a fight. Ain't no kid no more. I ain't taking no paddling from nobody. And I sure ain't going nowhere in no room, no men in all their underwear. I ain't doing that. Man, I saw some of the crazy stuff they were doing. Then they got to sit close to each other. I said, nah, brother. I said, that's
you better get up out of here.
Yeah. That sit well with me. I said, I don't want no part of this, man. I said, ain't no brotherhood. Ain't no such thing. So now I see why they call it brotherhood. And then, you know, years later, I learned that them guys all be sleeping together. And this is real. This is real stuff. These guys be sleeping together. The women be sleeping together. And I come to find that they've been doing this not since the 90s when I came out of school, but since the 80s, the 70s. They've been doing this for hundreds of years. That's what the Vatican is. That's a satanic fraternal brotherhood. Whoever
Thank
heard
you,
of men?
Thank
Come on, doctor. Whoever heard of men possibly preaching the gospel, but they don't get married? Paul said it was better to marry than to burn. In other words, to burn with desire. These folks, these men all locked up. You ain't locked me up in no room with no men, man. From retreat. I can retreat by myself. Yeah, man, that's like some fruity stuff going on. I said, man, I ain't down for me. Yeah, like they got some fruity stuff going. Man, you ain't locking me up with nobody. There ain't no men. I ain't even been in a room, no men. No, sir, we ain't doing none of that stuff. I ain't going no retreat for y'all for no 3, 4, 6 weeks locked up and locked away. The devil is a lie. If my wife can't come with me, we ain't. Amen, doctor. I am too grown. Amen. I grew up with 6 boys, 5 boys, and I was a baby boy. Amen. I've done my time and sleep in the room with males. Amen. The only males I've ever slept in the room with was my brothers. Amen. There was no funny stuff going on between none of us. Amen. God be the glory. And I'm not bragging or boasting. I'm just saying I am thankful to God that our parents raised us and loved us the way that we did. That I was blessed and fortunate, especially being the baby boy, that no funny stuff ever happened. That was nothing but the God, the Holy Spirit watching over us and keeping us and teaching us. And as the Bible said, if you train up a child the way they should go, they should not depart. Amen. So when I got grown, amen, it wasn't no retreat. We ain't going nowhere. I ain't sleeping no room, no bunch of men. Amen. No. You can have that stuff. We ain't doing none of that stuff. Amen. Since sports was over, that stuff is past. We ain't doing none of that stuff. We ain't showering. We ain't doing none of that stuff. Talking about a brotherhood. No, the devil is a lie. I saw some of that stuff. And I couldn't believe it because I dated a chick when I was in that was in college. And she tried to tell me that the basketball team, she said, the whole basketball team is gay, Tim. I said, no, it is not. She said, Tim, yes, it is. The whole basketball team is gay. This stuff is real, and I know my time is running short. I'll continue this next week on Wednesday. But I'm just to let y'all know how the devil was trying to twist it. We got all these shows. They are promoting this stuff.
Yes, gay they are, women. Brother.
Gay men. Oh, man, it's on a rock. Don't you think that God ain't looking down at that? If you read the Bible, God said that it disgusts him. In other words, it's an abomination. The word translated in the Hebrew word abomination meaning it's disgusting. It disgusts God. When he looked down at Sodom and Gomorrah, that was disgusting because he never intended for man to sleep with a man or a woman to sleep with a woman. And I remember one time somebody going to have the nerve to tell me, well, that was in the Old Testament. I said, well, you must not be reading the Bible. What you mean the Old Testament? The Bible to Romans, amen. You better go read Romans, I think it's the 8th chapter. Read what Paul said. That's right. Amen. Paul said that, amen. And I'm sorry I kind of get off my subject, but I want to read in Revelation, but I'll come back and talk about the millennium on Wednesday. Excuse me, amen, but the Holy Spirit, dealt with me, amen, on that. But what you said was Romans, the 8th chapter, what verse? The 20, what verse?
First chapter,
26 and 27. Read that.
Yeah.
Amen. Man, look at her. They are promoting it. And what's so crazy about it, I told somebody once, I said, you know what? If you really want to be truthful with it, bisexuals and gays, I've always ran the world. This is what's required of you. Amen. This is what's required of you to be a part of their organization. And if you want to say that you got to sell out, this is how I know you sell out, when you are sleeping with a man and you're sleeping with, you'll do anything for the devil. Amen. I know time is up. We're going to get on it next week. Family, we love you. You are royalty. I am royalty. The Watchman on the Wall, Edible Czar is royalty. We love you. We'll be back next week. We're going to pick it up next week. We're going to talk about the millennial kingdom. I want to talk about that and how Satan and those fallen angels at the end of 2029, going to 2030 for that 1,000-year reign. Amen. It's a part of, we just saying. I'm speaking. Hey, They're going to be cast down and sealed away.